I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Extremists could target others in the wake of an assassination in Punjab, Pakistan, where the governor was a critic of the blasphemy law. Food for the Hungry's Peter Howard says their team is keeping a low profile, but holds the door open for the hope of Christ.
I think as Christians respond in a Muslim area with kindness and as compassion, we show our Muslim friends that we're people that love God and love them. And that's our desire as Christians, is to show the love of God and to allow people to pursue truth.
Next, in Ghana, thousands of women and children are enslaved to fetish priests. Every Child Ministries has freed many of these Trikosi. Hannah Howard says rehabilitation takes counseling, skills training, and trust. Amazingly, their pasts help them get the gospel.
It's actually a wonderful way to describe the love of Christ to them, in that we are all bound by our sins. We are all dead, and we are all hopeless without Christ. They have experienced that in their physical lives.
Listen to Howard's testimony about one Trikosi woman's transformation at our website. And Grace Ministries International's mission is not only to evangelize people, but also encourage church growth around the world. On January 26th, the Bolivian team will be sending their first 100% locally supported cross-cultural missionary to serve aboard Operation Mobilization's Logos Hope for the next 2 years. Pray for courage and strength as she steps out in faith on one incredible spiritual adventure. Pray also that the Lord will lead her into the right ministry focus. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's making available World Serves devotional, Joy Over the Moon, stories in Scripture to help you to be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Joy Over the Moon link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.